Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with this. I can't believe Sprague said this to me when during their show. I think he was using the restroom. He said, anybody that fell for that is an idiot. Well, sign me up. I'm an idiot right here. I know, but and then Rusty and I were talking about this before the show as well. In like, I like LeBron. I think LeBron is great. I think LeBron is, you know, one of the best sports athletes I've ever seen in my life.
I am
especially
pro LeBron.
Especially influential in terms of what sports is in my lifetime. But man, he's got a lot of like Russell Wilson in him sometimes where it's like, dude, you're not a bad guy, but God, you're exhausting.
Yeah. And it's
and like I fell for the decision 2.0. I fell for it like a chump.
It's like I was telling you out there in the bullpen. I have always been a LeBron apologist because he's not an idiot. He doesn't go. Well,
he's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. He doesn't go out and do stupid, harmful stuff. He hoops. He does good stuff for the community. But when it comes down to things like this, I feel like Adam Sandler in Spanglish, and I am running out of excuses for the lady of the house.
Totally, man. And it's just, I get it, dude. You want to hawk Hennessy? You want to hawk Amazon? You want to start your own league? Like, do all that stuff. Don't hype it up like this and give me a video where it's like, oh, man, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
But not just that. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the one blemish on LeBron's career that people point to is going to Miami in the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you leverage that thing
bring
and
it
make
up.
It, and not only that, but make it worse? Because now it's not only like what that was. And again, the decision thing, like, I don't care. I genuinely don't. Because he raised, I think it was like $4 or $5 million for the Boys and Girls Club.
Totally. Like, and LeBron James in Miami might be the greatest basketball player I ever saw in my life.
Yes.
Small window.
Yes. Those four years, the most unstoppable player I've ever seen outside of Shaquille O'Neal.
Sure.
Like that's the list. Physical dominance in the NBA. Peak Shaq, Miami LeBron. That was it. But why leverage that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that just seems like such a horrible, like, I guess if you want the exposure, and that's what Hennessy wanted, was to get the exposure, because everybody on socials, whether it's TikTok, IG, Twitter, whatever, all they're doing, not every single person is just crapping on him. I guess if you don't care if it's all press is good press, because you,
yeah,
he's not
in that world.
I don't either, but he's not stupid enough to think that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and
this had to be the plan.
And that's why I kind of related to Russell Wilson a little bit, that it's just like read the room, bro. Like, understand what's going on around you, man. You're in a great spot right now. Like, mm-hmm. I think LeBron is in a great spot right now in the twilight of his career, whether he finishes this year, plays another year, what happens with the Lakers, whatever. That's a conversation for a longer time. You are no longer the marquee guy at L.A., which I think is a good spot for him to be. You can be the old man mentor and pass the torch on to Luka in this Laker legacy thing you're trying to build. And I think you've got a lot of goodwill for it. You're slimming down. You're becoming the methodical old man point guard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do this, and I'm like, man, this is why a lot of people are very critical of you. You can't be critical of his basketball.
No.
Like, how he plays and what he's done over his career. He's been like four different players in the last 20 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, he was the freak athlete like we have never seen before to start his career. Then it was the point forward. And then in Miami, it was the good luck stopping me. I am a physical power unlike anything you've ever seen outside of Shaquille O'Neal. Then he slims down and goes to Cleveland and pairs up with Kyrie and K Love and gets that
brings
done
the title home
in a fashion against one of the greatest teams we have ever seen in that Warriors team. Like, he has marked every box, and like you said, he's had like four different versions of himself. Like, LeBron James,
he doesn't get a Dewey. You don't hear about him running around on his wife. You don't hear him slapping people. Or
he has been in the public light since he was 15 years old.
Yes,
and
sir.
His biggest misstep is the decision. Why would you tarnish that?
Also, if this Hennessy is going to be really nice, which I assume it's going to be really nice, don't make cocktails with that.
Also,
it's going to be too expensive to make cocktails.
You guys are,
you don't make cocktails with Hennessy.
You guys are.
I take that back. There's some really cool cocktails you can make with Hennessy.
Yeah, isn't Hulk made with Hennessy?
I don't know what that is.
I mean, you could go with like a sidecar, but still, you'd want to use a cheaper brandy, I would assume.
Totally.
You guys are both. Cognac. You guys are both barmen.
Although a Tuaca sidecar is fire.
a TikTok came up the other day. Did you know that you can run Henny through a Brita water filter and make it taste 11 billion times smoother?
Well, you can do that with vodka,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, people say that about vodka all the time.
Yeah,
I think that was a Mythbusters.
Yeah.
I was like, does that actually work? And they had like three people at a bar doing it. And they're like, oh, that's so much better. Like, this is a problem. Like, this, if you are not somebody who's had Henny, does, it's not the taste, it's what it makes you do. that's the problem. But if it all of a sudden starts going down smoother, that's problematic. But also, if you're Hennessy, like, why don't you just do that and sell a more expensive, more filtered version of it?
Or just the same and
I know,
re-brand
but like,
it.
But you know what I mean? Like, just I did not realize that it was like you could simply put it through a Brita water filter and that would be enough.
And that, I mean, that's essentially what, you know, like high end vodka is just more distilled vodka. Thus making it smoother and clear, right? You're a vodka man, Russ. You know that, right? Yeah, it's just cleared up.
Yeah, that plastic bottle of HRD has not been through. It's
hey, you put it through a Brita filter, and it's closer to Grey Goose, my friend. It is.
Yeah, I know. But the problem is, it hasn't been run through a filter, but it's in that bottle.
Also, kids at home, if you run liquor through your Brita filter, that filter is
it's
toast.
Cooked.
It is
cooked.
Toast. There's no washing it out.
Yeah, no, you need to throw it away and get another one. Yeah, and
or it's your liquor Brita.
Yeah, because it's.
Can you imagine you got a pitcher of vodka in the fridge? That'd be great.
I mean,
a picture of Hennessy in the fridge in your Brita filter.
Definitely.
Oh, it's getting low.
Oh no, Timmy, don't use that one.
Yeah, definitely. If it's in your fridge, write vodka on the filter or on the Brita. That way, you know which one is which. Because you go down there at night to get a cool glass of the Brita water out of the fridge, and you grab the wrong one. I mean, your night just got a lot more interesting.
Reminds me of being in Minnesota at the my wife's family's lake cabin, and Grandpa Bill, he took me downstairs to the where they keep all the kayaks and all the floating stuff and whatnot. They got the beer fridge, and he goes, "So, hey Jeff, you like the vodka?
You like the vodka?"
I'm like, "Well, yeah, sure." He goes, "Do you you know the Grey Goose? Don't you know?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, sure." He goes, "Well, look at this. This is the Kirkland brand from Costco. It's the same. It's Grey Goose, just with the Kirkland label." All right.
Okay.
It's the simple things.
It is. I did know that.
No,
I did know that.
Yeah. Well, Kirkland's, they're being sued because they copied Titleist Golf Ball.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. Like, that's what Kirkland does.
Well, yeah.
For everything. It's like, there's legit.
I prefer Kirkland hard seltzers over White Claws.
Dude, there are legitimate Kirkland brand, like, everything that are like better
Kirkland,
than some of the originals.
Kirkland Lager is made by Deschutes.
That's what Jake was just saying. Kirkland beer is Deschutes.
So yeah, shout out Kirkland.
But I just thought it was funny too with old Grandpa Bill because he managed to squeeze in about four or five. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Oh, I'm just gonna squeeze right past you here.
Yeah.
I'm tired of talking LeBron. Let's move on.
Okay, that's fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.